Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, you guys, in the Love Fest, it's time to start drinking. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our friends from Burgeon Beer Company. We've got Matt and Anthony. You guys, welcome to the program. Great to see you here again.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Thanks for having us.
It's been a year since we saw you in here. We also have a special guest sitting over here to my left. You've probably heard me talk about Loft 94 at Hamul Casino a couple of times. When I told Jillian from Loft 94 that you guys were coming in tonight, she said, "Oh, can I come drink beer with them?" Because apparently, when you live that far east, you don't make it up to Carlsbad, and I can confirm that, because living in Lakeside, I never make it up to your tasting room. But I know Ken spends a lot of time
there. I live in Escondido. I don't make it south of the 78.
That makes no damn sense, because you're here.
Since when have I ever made sense, Jeremy?
That's true.
Stop setting the bar so high.
Jillian, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So now, your anniversary is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
It is party time for you guys.
Yeah, we are ramping up. We're ready to go.
Number two?
Yes.
My God, wow. I can't believe it's been 2 years already.
Two.
Terrible twos.
Nothing terrible about this, though.
You still like making beer at this point?
Yeah, I do.
Smoking like a true brewer.
Might feel like year five, but no, still love getting up every day and getting in there and doing it.
So any surprises on what you brought for us tonight, or should we just get into our first beer?
Yeah, pretty excited about the first beer we're diving into. It's our first go at a Mexican style lager.
Ooh.
Prohimo, which means neighbor. We thought it was a very suiting name. But yeah, I mean, all in all, pretty light, crisp, easy drinking beer. It's under 5%. You know, got a little bit of corn in there to kind of give it a little bit of that sweetness.
Thank you for the corn.
You can't do a Mexican lager without corn.
Some try, but you can't.
Apologies
to
all of our former guests who make Mexican lagers and did not put corn in their grain mill.
When you get it, you're lightly hopping this enough to the point of where I can taste there is some there, but it's not cloying, it's not overpowering, it doesn't hang off the back end, but just you get that tiny bit of corn sweetness on the back end that makes it finish perfectly.
Goes good with fish tacos,
oh,
right?
Oh, I bet it does.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. When you were putting together the recipe for this Mexican lager, Prohimo, what were your inspirations? I mean, were you just wanted to make a Mexican lager? Did you kind of riff off at someone else's recipe? Did you riff off a Mexican lager that you like, or is this kind of just started from the ground up?
We've been wanting to do one for a while. Timing was a little off. It was definitely a summertime intention, but here we are in January.
I've been bugging him for the past 2 years to brew this. Yeah. So I think that's really what it was.
Seasons aside, it's actually been doing pretty well for us. Yeah, we're really good friends with the Artifex crew up in San Clemente.
Oh, I love those guys!
Love Artifex.
The Artifexican. So, such a great beer.
You know, that's a big inspiration for us. And, you know, Pizza Port's done a few here and there, and we drink their beer pretty often.
Amigo.
So. Ken just... He's like the dictionary.
I do a lot of field research.
Is that what you call working at PCH? Field research?
Yeah. There's 20 taps. That means 20 beers to drink. Make sure they're all good.
So now this is your first shot into it. Is this something that is just going to be available now until it's gone, and then you'll think about brewing it again, or do you already have plans to put this back on the list when it's out?
Yeah, so we're kind of trying to work this into rotation to go back and forth between our Pilsner and, you know, something like this, if it isn't, you know, this beer specifically, but it just allows us to keep the yeast strain in house and, you know, healthy and alive. And
do me a favor. Make sure that this is available sometime around April, because I'm going to need a keg to take with me to Coachella.
Yeah, actually, you might see it there. We just started that conversation, and we may be sending beer out there.
Hey! You just made me a very happy man. Speaking of Coachella, I got your chance to win wristbands coming up. After we get into a couple of songs to go with this Prohimo Mexican Lager, you wanted to do something local, so we started with Pinback. Here you go. It's Non-Photo Blue on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Apparently, I've learned the hot button with Jillian from Loft 94 at Hamul Casino. Don't call her Jill if you don't want to get into a fight.
Yeah, Judy chop you right in the throat, buddy. You just met and you're going down.
It is a rock and roll man. Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Keep
drinking
it up
with our friends from Virgin Beer Company, Matt and Anthony. And somebody might go to the hospital tonight.
I'm not getting Judy chopped.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
All right, before we get too deep, if you want to go to Coachella, I've got another name in our super mega colossal Coachella giveaway. Paul Lozano of Carlsbad. Call me back in the next 9 minutes and 49 seconds if you want to grab your wristbands. What are we drinking next?
We are on to Canopy Tour, which is our core flagship type hoppy pale.
Wait, did you say cannabis tour?
She said canopy tour. So, first of all, I got to know what the name comes from. What is Canopy Tour?
Well, our name is Virgin Beer, so it means to grow. We have a whole growing theme. There's a lot of trees involved, and so
rainforest canopy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit more fruity, tropical, and so we want something to go along with that vibe.
I would eat canapes under a cannabis canopy.
Can we talk about the beer? For a pale ale, it's very IPA-ish, almost on the board of what you'd normally find like a hazy IPA hop profile.
Yeah, it's a hoppy pale, so we did dry hop it like an IPA. It's hopped with Citra and Simcoe. It's all Cal fermented, so it's a West Coast IPA, but it gives you kind of that fruity, more kind of tropical esters that you would get in a hazy beer.
I noticed you also have it in a can, too.
We do, yeah. So we're actually in BevMo, we're in Whole Foods, and a bunch of other markets.
Now, is this another one that falls into the year-round lineup?
Yes, yeah, this one's sticking around.
Did you do anything special for your anniversary?
Yeah, we have a bunch of special things planned for our anniversary. We have two new releases. We have a collab with Alpine and Artifacts called In Parallel with all Southern Hemisphere hops. We have a new hazy IPA with Galaxy, Citra, and Nelson, so just the worst hops that we could find.
Oh, God, you're atrocious.
Yeah, and then Barrel-Aged Glaze. That's the beer that we did with VG's Donuts.
Oh, God.
It's got coffee, cacao, vanilla, and coconut in it as well.
Do we need to buy tickets to come and enjoy that beer? Because I would buy a ticket for that.
Yes.
I'll buy two.
If we want to get tickets to the party that's happening, it starts tomorrow, right?
Yes, it does.
Where do we find them at?
You can find them, actually, if you go to our website. It's right on the front there, or you can go to our Instagram and the link to our bio, or you could actually go to the San Diego Brewers Guild and find it from there.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. You said hazy IPA, and I think, is that what I see over there?
That's coming up next.
That's next. So, Ken, did you hear the news? Condolences are in order. Our good friend Matt here from Virgin Beer is now the president of the San Diego Brewers Guild.
What? I didn't vote for him.
There might have been some interference from outside.
There must have been a military coup.
That was intentional.
Yeah. It was on the ballot. You missed it.
It was a brew coup.
Are you ready for what's about to happen in this next year? You saw what happened to Jill, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm losing hair as we speak.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94 Night. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Virgin Beer. Matt Anthony, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright is here. We've got Jillian from Loft 94 and Hamul Casino, who's sitting here just absolutely enjoying the hell out of your beer. I don't know how many kegs she's going to order after this, but I got a feeling we're going to start to see more of your beer on tap over there in Hamul.
She's drinking faster than any of us.
I said I'm a chugger. What do you want from me, man? It's good beer.
I want you to be you, and I want you to enjoy the beer that we're having tonight.
And
We've had the Canopy Tour Pale. The way you hop that, man, if you just put IPA on it, it would probably be your number one selling beer, but it's so
bright,
funny.
Bright and juicy.
It's so delicious, so crisp, so bright, so juicy.
Super bright, super juicy. Really a San Diego Pale Ale or a Session IPA. I don't know.
Well, I do know one thing. I do know the Prohimo Mexican Lager is something that can you please can that and, like, I don't know, put it in some sort of cube that I can buy.
Cube.
At a grocery store somewhere.
We'll work on the cube, yeah.
Yes.
We'll make that happen.
I mean, just I would pay $40 for a cube of that beer that I could take to the desert. He's like, yeah, $40. That's funny. That'll get you 12-pack. Shut up.
We're going to be the first ones to do cubes of 40-ounce cans.
So as we make our way through your beer, getting closer and closer to your anniversary that's happening this weekend, what's our next one? We finally got into something hazy. Look at that.
We did, yeah. This next one is 3-day window.
What's your take on a hazy?
We've actually changed a lot. Not necessarily what our take is on it, but how we've gone about making them. I think that we've gotten to the point where we're trying to find that delicate balance of haziness and also, you know, kind of cater to someone that's typically been accustomed to drinking West Coast style beers that we all have.
Does that require, like, more substantial bitterness, less, like, fruitiness that goes into the hop profile?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, we're still kind of aiming for that, like, softer mouthfeel. That's, you know, a big component to these types of beers. The bitterness is still restrained, but for us, it's definitely noticeable. But we've really tried to get away from creating, like, total murkiness in the glass and really creating a balance between a beer that we think appearance-wise and mouthfeel-wise is hazy, but is catering to somebody that's accustomed to drinking what San Diego's been making for years.
Well, I'll tell you right now, just the aroma on this isn't your uber-tropical profile. There's a certain amount of dankness to this beer.
Yeah,
it's not just a juice bomb.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hybrid, and the nice thing about that, too, is we try and make it a little bit more clean and crisp on the back end, too, so you can kind of just clean your palate and go back for another sip.
Which is weird because you still have that very full mouthfeel on the beer.
Yes, definitely. That's what we're going for.
You want to know what kind of witchcraft you're working to get that?
is it oat?
There are flaked wheat in here.
There's wheat in there.
No, he said wheat, you jackass. Wheat. Jackass.
Oh, sorry.
It's canopy, not cannabis.
It's the cannabis tour.
Oh, you guys are funny.
All right, let's get into a song that I when you guys picked Alabama Shakes, I was so happy. We put this with a hazy IPA. It's called Don't Want to Fight. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. My God, that's probably one of my favorite sets of music we've done. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Wrapping up some Alt J with the 3-Day Window Hazy IPA from Burgeon Beer Company. This weekend, the big weekend, anniversary number 2. I can't believe you guys are 2.
We can't believe it either. We're extremely excited. We
grow up so fast.
They always do.
We have over 30 different breweries, all of which we've done a collaboration with over the past 2 years. It was pretty cool, actually. We reached out to every single brewery we've done a collab with, and every single one of them said yes.
I can't imagine why they'd say no. You make amazing beer.
Well, you've collabed with 30 breweries?
Yes, and a lot of them we've done too, where we've done
and
one
those
their
are just
place.
The ones in Carlsbad.
Carlsbad's grown. It's getting crazy. Yeah, so we have that. We have live music. We have the rare releases. We actually will have a bunch of rare bourbon barrel-aged beer from us as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Like?
We'll have...
Maybe the one we're about to open.
Oh, ooh, is that what that wax top that's bottle
a,
is?
That's a teaser. Yeah, so barrel-aged Dutchman's. We'll have barrel-aged glaze, and we'll have the...
We saved a keg of glazed from last year, which yep. is the base beer of what we're going to be releasing this year. We have regular barrel-aged Dutchman's pipe. We have barrel-aged Dutchman's pipe with coffee and vanilla, and we will have... I think we saved a keg of the first release of Dutchman's pipe as well.
Yeah. All of 2 years old.
Yeah. Dig into the back of the cold box.
And if we want to go tomorrow, we have to get tickets, right?
Yes.
We can find tickets online. Your website is?
Our website is burgeonbeer.com. It's very easy. And actually, the beneficiary of the event is the San Diego Brewers Guild.
Stop it. You have a beneficiary? Are you telling me you make beer and you're also an amazing human being? Can't throw something at him.
I'm going to throw this at him. Wait, it goes to the San Diego Brewers Guild and he's the president? This sounds a little fishy.
Why do you have to go there? Don't spend the news like that, Ken.
I am suspicious by nature. Give me more beer and I'll lighten up.
Perfect. All right, let's take a break. I've got a great anniversary song for you that involves exactly what Ken was drinking, and then we'll get to whatever's in that that wax-covered bottle there. As we sit here and discuss Ken's degrees in ornithology, where did you get that again, by the way?
I think I got it at UC Santa Cruz. It's all kind of a blurry...
I think I got it. I don't remember exactly the school I got it from. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94 Nights. Jeremy, of course, drinking with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Jillian from Loft 94 at Humul Casino and our guys from Burgeon Beer, president of the San Diego Brewers Guild. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Matt.
Yay!
And then there's Anthony, who just makes the beer.
I'll just be here.
We've had some really amazing beers from them tonight. The 3-Day Window Hazy IPA. We've had the Canopy Tour, Kenneth. Pale Ale and the Prohimo Mexican Lager. Now you brought us something dark. It's in a bottle. It's got wax on the top. This has got to be something bourbon barrel aged. And I got a feeling that it's the Dutchman's Pipe.
It is.
Thanks for ruining the surprise, maybe. Jackass.
Plus, I think he also alluded to it earlier, so I'm just kind of putting
it
together.
That's almost always the only thing I drink when I go to their tasting room.
What, beer?
Obviously.
Dutchman's pipe,
man. Yeah, I just like the Dutchman's pipe. I mean, Amsterdam, man. You can't go wrong with that.
Cannabis on the brain.
For such a tree-oriented show, this has been there's been a lot of weed talk.
Weeds eventually turn into trees. That's how it works.
They're just small trees.
Yeah, so wait, the tree in their tasting room used to be just a marijuana plant. Now it's an oak.
Is that a marijuana plant?
I think Ken picked it all off.
All right, so what is this last beer tonight before it gets way too down the road?
So yeah, we brought barrel-aged Dutchman's Pipe with Ethiopian coffee and vanilla beans. And I think last year when we were on the show, we brought the base beer. So potentially could have been the batch that sat in the barrels for the last year. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to bring that beer back around, bring the barrel-aged version.
Let's see how it tastes compared to...
You haven't tasted it yet? Oh, get that plethora of flavor.
You get the roasty notes on the nose. You get that sweetness and that kind of little vanilla hit on the
mouthfeel. And because it's Ethiopian coffee, there's almost a fruitiness to it, I think.
Yeah, it's lighter roast. Kind of brings out more of the little, like fruity berry characters of coffee.
Right, exactly.
Which, you know, I prefer in darker beers because you're going to get all that dark roasty component out of the malt bill. It's kind of nice to complement it with a lighter roasted coffee.
You know what would go good with this? A big slice of blueberry pie.
See, I was thinking a big heaping scoop of like vanilla ice cream.
Well, that's on top of the blueberry pie.
I was also thinking vanilla ice cream. This is delicious.
I think I'd put chocolate ice cream in this one.
Really? Oh, yeah. Dude, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Chocolate ice cream in a beer?
Yeah, that's where I'm
going.
You're
like a mad scientist.
Yeah, well, I've done it. It works.
It's that cannabis tour talking over here. Yeah.
You learned that at weed school?
I didn't spend 8 years in Santa Cruz for nothing. 4-year degree in 8 years? How does that work?
What's the ratio, like, degree to weed purchases? expenses? How much did you spend?
Dude, that's a personal question.
All right, never
but,
mind.
But, you know, those student loans.
Probably
you know,
tuition,
went,
right?
They went to a good place. Thank you, Cal Grant.
So tomorrow, Virgin Beer celebrates their second anniversary. Go to the website, get tickets, go enjoy this and a crap ton more of beers you're not going to find anywhere else. And you will not find a better party happening tomorrow in Carlsbad. I guarantee it. Jillian, thank you for coming down and drinking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
And thank you guys for bringing the beer. We're done. We're going to end with Greta Van Fleet because you like them. It's When the Curtain Falls.
Rock on!
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.